So this is not a good thing. And we know that breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. I mean, Mom was right about that, that this is, you know, think about the word breakfast. It literally means breaking the fast. It's probably the one meal that all of us absolutely deserve because we've at least had a few hours of sleep, some more than others. So you really do need to fuel up. And we know that particularly for teens, for actually for everybody, that if you don't have, if you're not fueled in the morning, you can have memory problems, you're less apt to pay attention. We know that's already a problem among some teens. We could see this link to people who don't eat breakfast, and particularly kids, have poor academic performance. There are just a whole lot of things that are not good about that.
Is there any wisdom about how to make teens want to eat breakfast?
There absolutely is. And the National Institutes of Health's Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute teamed with some schools in Minnesota on a project called Project Breakfast, on a study. And they basically enrolled schools in both rural and urban areas. These included low income and high income. And they wanted to see, did it make a difference if they provided carts in the school hallways that where there was grab-and-grow breakfast, would that make a difference in how much kids ate breakfast? And it made a huge difference. So not only did schools end up participating in the breakfast program more often, but kids did as well. So if they went from 14% of kids being, you know, participating in school breakfast to 31% among the low-income kids. And even when kids had to pay themselves because they were higher income, they had to pay for breakfast, that actually quadrupled. So they went from 4% participation to 17%.
Wow. What are the lessons here for parents overall who are trying to make breakfast a priority? Does it come down to just making it a grab-and-go option?
It absolutely does. So you, for your teens, you want to think about what could you have available? You know they're going to be sleepy. You know they're going to rush out the door. We all do this. So you want to have things that they could grab and grow. That could be, it could be yogurt. It could be smoothies. It could be a breakfast burrito. It could be a granola bar, whatever it is that makes it easy. It could be cut up cheese. It could be nuts. You just want to get something in them that's going to be healthy, taste good, that they can grab. And most importantly is you need to eat breakfast yourself so that you're modeling for your kids that this is an important meal. It might be some fruit that's right near the door as you're going out, a banana, for example. Just easy to grab and go and get out the door and get fueled.